had your, with Ty assimilating more with the running backs, what do you think this, the drills, the IPWs and all that stuff, how do you think all that's helped him? And where is he at now compared to where he was in, October when he made the switch?
Well, you have an opportunity to be in that room full time, day in and day out, certainly helps from an environment standpoint, understanding his responsibilities, his assignments, and really how to apply his fundamentals and techniques when it comes to doing his job. I think the drill work certainly helps. Anytime you get an opportunity, to have that experience, it only helps you as you continue to grow and move forward. So I think he's starting out at a good pace, doing a lot of positive things right now, and we're excited, to get him back out there on the field and continue to improve.
When you looked at those 10 games that he had in the backfield last year, then obviously counting the playoffs, and took inventory of that going into his first full offseason at that position, what did you want him to really focus on in this first full offseason?
Well, we always talk about just overall growth and improvement. There are certainly areas that he can improve at, and I'm not going to get into the details of that right now, but certainly just overall improvement, that growth that you're looking for to make that next jump. When you turn his tape on, you saw him breaking a lot of tackles. You saw the versatility that he brings to the table as a receiver out of the backfield. So he can do a number of different things, but we just want to be continue to be consistent in everything we do.
The young personnel you have in that room right now, are you doing a lot more teaching in that room? What's the dynamic like?
That's the starting point. Just like anything else, we always talk about, number one, you have to know what to do and when to do it. And then, the more we get consistent and fundamentally sound, we can do it that way every single time. So that's the starting point. And we get that opportunity starting in the classroom, and then our ability to take it out on the field. And we talked about it earlier as far as just the experience, the reps that we get on the practice field, how it will help us as we move forward.
With your background, how have you helped Ty become a better running back just from what you went through?
Just talking about just different experiences, it's always, having conversations, talking through it, watching the tape. Ben does an outstanding job of that with those guys. He did an outstanding job last year bringing those guys along, and he'll continue to do that with the young guys that we have in that room. So a lot of energy, certainly in that room. Love the level of competition that it's going to bring. When you put that many young guys in the room, it's going to be exciting to watch those guys continue to grow and the competition that we'll have in that room.
Have you had a chance to spend much time with Martellus Bennett yet?
Some. Obviously, not as much as, Brian, but certainly some. We had a great visit when he came in during free agency, so that was great talking with him. I mean, it was, close to a two-hour visit sitting in there and just talking football and life. And, interesting young man. You talk about, football IQ is off the chart. He brings a unique perspective to a lot of different things. He's certainly, one of the guys that we feel will make an impact on our team this year.
As far as first impressions go, what struck you out of that two-hour meeting with Marty?
I'm excited, the energy that he brings. I love the energy that he brings. And then when you turn the tape on, you saw everything else as far as a guy that goes about doing it and playing the game the right way.
Edgar, in addition to that, he came off, first of all, really smart, talking about the books he reads and everything. But he's also a character. And your 96 team, you had, Reggie and Leroy and Brett. Is there something...
Santana.
Gilbert.
Yeah. We go on.
Right. And is there something to having a guy who's got kind of a colorful personality? Does that give your team some juice?
Edge? Definitely. Everyone's different. Everyone's unique. We talk about it all the time as far as, you talk about your fingerprint. Everyone's unique in their own way and what you bring to the table. But when we start talking about the unit, the group, our identity has to be the same. And what I mean by that, we talk about being, a team or an offense, being disciplined, having that, playing with that grit, and being fundamentally sound. That's who we are as an offense, and that's something that I know Coach talks about it all the time as a team.
Chris, as you got later in your career as a player, how did you feel about practice? Did you still love doing it?
Definitely. You know what? And the reason why is it gives you an opportunity to compete. You know, I think probably more than anything else, just having an opportunity to go out there and compete in practice. Granted, sometimes it's against your own teammates, but, you know, you go back to, you know, you brought up some of my former teammates. I mean, getting an opportunity to compete against those guys in practice, knowing that, you know, if I can be successful against that group, there's no one else in the league that can stop me. So it kind of helps as far as build that confidence. And when you're competing at that high level, it makes you better.
The reason I ask is, Tausch and I talked to Aaron a while back, and he, one of the things he said was that he's kind of fallen in love with football again, and he really loves practicing now, and it's just this love affair that, and I feel like some older guys, they just want to get the Sunday, and they want to play in the games. Have you seen that? You know, I know how close you are with him. Have you seen that in him, that there's maybe last year or even coming back for OTAs, that there's that kind of love and joy in this game?
I just think, you know, number one, he's probably one of the most competitive guys I've ever been around. I think that's the starting point. He's extremely competitive. He wants to win in everything. You know, every opportunity that he gets, he wants to win. He wants to be successful. And I think maybe he's referring to that, you know. That's part of it, no doubt about it. You have to love what you do, you know, and practice is a big part of that. I mean, and that's the joy. I mean, we get an opportunity to, you know, to play this game for a living. I mean, you know, this is something that we've been doing in our backyard growing up as little kids. I mean, it's exciting. You can't really put it into words, I guess you can say. I mean, you love what you do, and that's to get an opportunity to go in the backyard and play football for a living.